Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We have a very packed day today. Hopefully we get it all in. It is live radio. Anything can happen. But schedule is to kick it off today with some news. And there is a lot of news here on a Thursday. A ton of news, actually. Two full pages of news to get into. Probably won't get into all of it. At the 20-minute mark, we'll be joined by Dave Meltzer. We'll be talking some of the stories from the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is available for subscribers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And then, at 40 after, we are scheduled to be joined by Eddie Kingston. We'll be talking about the Chikara Top Banana Show, which is coming up on Saturday from the former ECW Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tomorrow we are scheduled to have Max Smashmaster on the show. Somebody is going to be on the show today one way or the other. That's what I can tell you. So that is the plan for the show today. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us. Probably will not be taking any phone calls. I may not have time to take any text messages. Show is just going to fly by today. But if you need any of that information for future shows, it is available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. One of the biggest rematches in history is scheduled to be taking place at some point. I should not say scheduled. Dana White did make it clear today during an interview with ESPN that he will be promoting Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey in a rematch, he said, imminently. So it does not look like Holly Holm is going to face somebody else before Ronda Rousey. We haven't heard anything from Rousey, if she's ready to come back, if she's going to take this fight, but Dana wants to make it. We're going to talk about that plus so much more news. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Offering locations throughout California, Dr. Robert Lin and his staff at IQ Laser Vision have performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures. LASIK is also as affordable as your daily cup of coffee at less than $2 per day. See for yourself at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Should be joined shortly by Mike Sempervivi. We got a lot of stuff to get into today, so let's start with the news. Dana White, spending the day at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut, made two announcements thus far. The first is that a Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey rematch is imminent. Dana White on the Mike and Mike show said, "I think if we didn't make the rematch, me and Lorenzo should probably lose our promoter's license. Yeah, that fight's going to happen. I don't know when, but that's the fight that will happen." The first fight, which obviously took place on November 15th, UFC 193, Melbourne, Australia, right now is tracking as one of the three biggest pay-per-views in UFC history. And it is very likely that the Ronda Rousey-Holly Holm rematch would be the biggest buy rate the company has ever seen. The number to beat is 1.6, 1.7 million, which was the record set at UFC 100. If the stars aligned and they were able to get Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm, as well as Conor McGregor fighting somebody on the UFC 200 show, which is coming up this coming July in Las Vegas, I think that would easily shatter the record set at UFC 100, might even break 2 million buys, might even do numbers we can't even comprehend. So we'll see. I was alerted during the break that Ronda Rousey is, in fact, scheduled to do an interview tomorrow on Fox Sports. So she will break her silence, and I guess we'll find out when they are scheduling that match. I've talked to a lot of people about that first fight, and the consensus is that this was not like a lucky day for Holly Holm and a bad day for Ronda Rousey. And granted, it was a bad day for Ronda Rousey. Ronda had a lot of things going on. There was the whole issue with her coach, Edmund. Edmund, of course, filed for bankruptcy, claiming he was making no money despite being the coach of the biggest UFC star that they've got. The issue with her mom talking about how she hated Edmund, and if her mom had the opportunity, she would run over Edmund with her car. That's what her mom said. Rousey's mom, very outspoken. A lot of things going on with Ronda Rousey leading into this fight. She's got all sorts of media commitments. She's getting ready to do the Roadhouse movie, which I'm not even sure when that's filming, but I believe it's the spring, which would mean, I guess, that this fight's either going to take place very, very soon or likely in, I don't know, maybe it will. Maybe they will hold it off until July. But point of this is, from talking to people about the way the first fight went down, Ronda Rousey has got a lot of stuff she's got to work on. This was not an issue of if they fought 10 times, Rousey would win 8 of them and Holly Holm would win 2 of them. This is a situation where Holly Holm was specifically trained to beat Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey fights the same way every time. And the whole idea behind the camp leading into this fight was to figure out a way to defeat Rousey. And they did. Holly Holm beat her. And if Ronda goes in and fights the exact same fight that she fought last time, she will be beaten again. So really, the last thing that Ronda Rousey wants is to have this fight take place imminently. This fight should take place 6-8 months down the road when she's had time to prepare, change her strategy, learn some new tricks. Doing the same fight she did the first time is not going to bring her a victory, most likely, in the second fight. I've also heard from people that when you look at the idea of, should Holly Holm face Ronda Rousey in a rematch immediately, or should she face someone else first? And I've talked to fighters who have said, there's no guarantee that Holly Holm can beat Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate may be a much more difficult fight for Holly Holm than Ronda Rousey. Now, you could look at it in the sense of, well, if you do Holly Holm and Miesha Tate, and Miesha Tate wins, then you can do Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. That would also be a big fight. Here's the deal. It would not be nearly as big as a Ronda Rousey-Holly Holm rematch. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what Ronda Rousey says tomorrow. As noted, she is scheduled to do an interview on Fox Sports. WWE is putting tickets on sale for Monday Night Raw, the Raw that is going to be held during WrestleMania week. Tickets are going on sale Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. That is this Saturday. So if you want tickets for the Raw after WrestleMania, now is the time to prepare to get those. And I believe Mike Sempervivi is here on the line. Mike, are you there?
And I'd just like to add in that Styles can make fights. And it's very possible that Ronda Rousey never beats Holly Holm. There's a possibility she does. There's a possibility she never does. But Holly Holm goes out there, like you said, and possibly loses to Miesha Tate or loses to somebody else in the division because, stylistically, that's the way it goes. And Ronda does have a lot to work on. I'm not sure if waiting a long period of time, I don't know if that's necessarily going to help her, especially if she is not going to make changes inside of her camp, which is tough for me to believe that she will not. But, it really comes down to maybe just because of the way Holly Holm's greatest strength is Ronda Rousey's biggest deficiency, and that gap will always be there no matter how much Ronda tries to train it. It is impossible for her to catch up. So interesting, and it is a very intriguing rematch when it does happen.
I don't know if you guys remember a fella named Mike Brown. He was a WEC fighter who ended up fighting in UFC. And in Mike Brown's last 10 fights, he was 5-5. He lost to guys like Steven Seiler. He lost to Diego Nunez. He lost to Ronnie Yahya. He lost to Manny Gambarian. But you know what? Every time he faced Uriah Faber, he beat him. Uriah Faber was one of the great fighters of the division before Mike Brown, and he's done very, very, very well after Mike Brown. But he could not beat Mike Brown. And Mike Brown was not the greatest fighter in the world, but he was a puzzle that Uriah Faber could not solve. And now he's retired, and Uriah Faber is still fighting, and God knows he may end up fighting Conor McGregor before too long if they actually follow up on that storyline. Another WWE note that I wanted to mention here, everybody's been talking about Mick Foley's son, Dewey. Dewey is, I guess, going to be a writer's assistant, and there's been a lot of talk online about what he's going to be doing. Is he going to be on the writing team? Dewey is going to be a writer's assistant.
No wonder why Mick liked the Monday Night's Raw so
much. Well, here's the thing with that story. That's a very complicated story. I don't know what's going on, but the deal to make Dewey a writer's assistant, that has been in the works before Foley did that first tirade. And before he went on Facebook and said this past week that he liked the show. So I don't really know what's going on here, but I do know that Dewey is going to be starting in January, and it may be like a temporary deal where he goes from January through WrestleMania. And it was described to me that he will be a writer's assistant, and a writer's assistant does not have a lot of power to change what's going on in WWE. So if all of a sudden wrestling gets awesome from January through WrestleMania, probably not Dewey Foley. They essentially do a lot of things such as make copies, take notes, get coffee. They get lunch. Sometimes they're at home. Sometimes they're exclusively at home. Sometimes they go to the events. Sometimes they are responsible for talking to talent, like, you know, you're given the script and you got to go and tell Kofi Kingston this is the promo you and the New Day are going to cut. They,
you get to hand over the piece of paper that Chris Jericho is just going to ball up and laugh at?
Sure. It's essentially, in some ways, you're running a lot of errands. But it is an in to eventually, if you do well, get closer to becoming one of the actual writers. There's very little creative... how should I say this? You're not going to get a lot through.
Not a lot of creative input.
No, you have very little creative input. But you are on the team, and you are working there, and there is the opportunity to move up in the ranks. So the story, I was told, was blown a little bit out of proportion in terms of what he was going to do. But that's what he's going to do. And if we hear more about it, we'll let you know. We already have to head to a break. We'll be back in a moment with Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Dave Meltzer, Mike Sempervive, our usual weekly segment this week in The Observer. And we've got, obviously, a lot of different stories in The Observer. We talked a lot last night about the WWE ratings slide. The ballot for the 2015 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards is out. Dave, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Well, listen, before we get to the Observer, we had some breaking news today, which was Dana White officially stating that Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm is next and he says it's imminent. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, I think he said that they'd have to be sued for promotional malpractice to not make it. I mean, from a promoter standpoint, it's obviously the match to make because it's going to be the biggest match in the history of UFC. From a Ronda Rousey standpoint, you know, you don't know what's in her head and what her beliefs are. If she believes that she just had a bad day, or, you know, there was something wrong with distractions and things like that, and she's better than Holly Holm and she truly believes that, then I'm sure she's chomping at the bit to rectify this. But I'm not sure that that's the case. I think it's a case of someone who had trained for her and would have beaten her on a good day as well. And if that's the case, then she's got to change her skill set. And to me, that probably I would, if I was Ronda Rousey's people, I would want to wait maybe about a year or more. Because for one thing, she's doing a movie right now, so she's not going to be able to change skills that quickly. And for another, every year they make is an advantage to Ronda. Holly Holm's 34, Ronda's 28. Ronda is, you know, I'm not saying Ronda's entering her prime and she's got bad knees, you know, but she's younger than Holly Holm. So, you know, it's very important for her to win the rematch. Though this loss was not nearly as damaging as I think people think. I mean, just judging from, you know, it really made both of them bigger stars, much bigger stars actually. But a second loss would be devastating for Rousey's career. So there's two ways of looking at it. But if you're Dana, there's only one way of looking at it if you're Dana, because the promoter's got to go for the match that people want to see, and you don't risk it because then it may not happen. And this is too big of a match to just say, hey, you know, we'll, why don't we put, you know, like Holly Holm against Miesha Tate, or Holly Holm against Cyborg, or Ronda Rousey against somebody, you know, Amanda Nunes or something, and then build for this, because you may have an upset, and then you've thrown away your, you know, whatever the number is going to be, you know, 1.6 million, who knows? I mean, who knows what it would be? And then you'd be throwing that away. So from their standpoint, it was the only move. It's the Ronda, you know, it's what where Ronda's head's at, and only Ronda knows. And if she wants the rematch, and she's not going to want the rematch to lose, that's for sure. So she's very well aware of what the stakes are. So if she wants the rematch, they have no choice pretty much but to go with it, I think.
So in the Observer this week, switching gears here, you've got the buy rate number for the Lesnar-Undertaker Hell in a Cell match. And the show ended up doing 87,000 buys on traditional pay-per-view. And
yeah, most of that was overseas, though.
Sure, but still, 87,000 buys on traditional pay-per-view. And you note elsewhere in the issue that when they started this network, and they said that they needed X number of subscribers to make up for the lost pay-per-view revenue, that was taken into account that there would be no more pay-per-view revenue.
Right.
Now,
folks.
Yeah, they are still making a surprising amount of pay-per-view revenue. So
yeah, it's a lot more than they expected. They're making a lot less on the network than they expected, and they're making a lot more on pay-per-view than they expected. So it's kind of
so are we now where we were before the network?
It's still much less than they expected, but it's not as bad as it. As it would have been, you know, and they're making money. The company is making money. It's just not making as much money as it did before they had the network.
Okay, so we're not nearly at the level where we're almost where they were before they started the network.
No. And that's with a lot more money in television revenue as well. So no, we're not. You'll know when the profits are in the 50 million mark. That's when we're back to where we were, and they're. You know, it's not going to be close to that this year.
Well, I mean, yes, but also when you look at the next 2 years, I mean, their profits are going to go up just because the television rights fees are escalating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if we look at the television rights fees are substantially higher than they were 3-4 years ago before the network. So if you factor that in, they're doing far worse. But, you know, no one's going to look at it that way. You're just going to look at the bottom line. And the bottom line is they're doing worse. And, yeah, with the television rights fees, you know, it goes up every year through, I think 2018 is when this contract is up, and it'll escalate every year. The profits should escalate every year, and will. You know, well, I shouldn't say will, but most likely will. And, you know, then the big thing comes, and when this deal's up, I mean, and again, nobody can predict. You know, anyone who's going to tell you, you know, what nobody can predict where TV's going to be, where USA Network's going to be, where what other people are going to want, how, you know, consumers product are going to change. I mean, and that's going to be a key one. I mean, if if television is offering less money in 2018, then that will affect their bottom line. If there's ways that they can make more money, you know, through other means of distribution, then they'll make more money. You know, but there's no way of knowing what's going to happen in 2018.
So I guess looking at how they've been promoting these pay-per-views, I mean, they're still doing the deal where they're encouraging you to not order on pay-per-view. And I guess part of the strategy is they want to keep showing escalating network numbers. But
yeah, that's for stock reasons.
Sure, but for stock reasons, doesn't it make sense to say, well, you know, we're still at 1.25 million, but hey, we had 125,000 people that bought this on traditional pay-per-view. Wouldn't that also look impressive? Because that's real good money.
I think if you phrase it that way, yeah. It would if you phrase it that way, but I don't know that they're – I think that they stuck their neck out so much on the one thing that they feel that if they if those numbers decline, then the stock people are going to go, oh, you know, your thing didn't work. And call it a failure, and they don't want it to be a failure, and it's not a failure. I mean, the network itself is making money, and it actually the other thing is the network would make a lot more money if they spent a lot less money on it. They're spending a lot of money on stuff that I don't know that it adds to the bottom line. I don't know that it doesn't. You know, I mean, they have their, you know, a lot of the original programming is very costly. Are people buying the network for that? And it's hard to say. And they don't know, and we don't know. But they need to, you know. Obviously, they think that they think that's the case because they're spending a lot more money on programming than originally they were going to do.
Now, I didn't see this in the Observer. I may have missed it, but a big rumor the last couple of days is the idea that one of the matches suggested for WrestleMania is Brock Lesnar versus Kevin Owens. Have you heard about?
All I know
this?
Is that Brock doesn't. Has never heard a word on that. I'm not saying it's true or not true. I'm just saying that I know.
What do you think about the idea of that match?
Depends on the buildup, and the angles and everything like that. The talking will be good. Right now, I would say I would be very skeptical of it because Kevin Owens isn't positioned in a way to be where people buy, you know, a guy who keeps walking out on mid-card guys now challenging Brock, no. If they put Kevin on a tear and he gets over, Yeah. I mean, it's too early to say. I'm real skeptical of that one though, just because of if that was the case, when Kevin comes back, we'll know right away. Because if they're building him for Brock, they're going to put him on a tear. You know, I mean, they're not going to fake you out now. They're going to have to go with it, you know, right away. So we'll see if they put him on a tear in the next couple weeks. Then there may be something to it. But you know, right now, I just know Brock doesn't know anything about it.
Dave, speaking of big shows, AJ Styles may, depending on the situation that he's in with his back, be out of the position of facing Nakamura for the Intercontinental title. And for fans who are not huge Japanese fans, that's one of the last matches that is out there that is still means something to make because they have not really crossed paths that much. In fact, maybe not at all. I don't think in a singles match, have they?
I don't think they've done a singles match, no.
If he's not there, is ROH locked into that spot where they could send a Jay Lethal, which would make the most sense, or
Jay
Briscoe?
Well, Jay Lethal's on
that card. Jay Lethal's
supposed to wrestle Michael Elgin on that card.
Oh, that's right. So, I mean, do you make a move there where one of those guys, because Michael Elgin's really popular, and I think people may take to him getting the spot, or is it a situation where Suwama gets it?
If it was another show, I could see it. I mean, the Tokyo Dome, AJ's, I don't want to say irreplaceable, but I can't come up with someone.
Suwama's not facing Fujita at the Ryzen show, which I guess he's announced he's not, is it possible he gets that spot?
You know, the one that would be the most possible would be maybe Suzuki, because then they have a better relationship. You know, they're pretty much funding Noah anyway, so they could bring in someone from there, and Suzuki's like, but. Suzuki's like the big star from Noah right now, and he's had a great year. So that might be my choice. He would be my choice.
Do you get into an issue though with having to have any issue with the finish or anything like that? Considering it looks like Suzuki's in all likelihood going to probably drop that title at some point in the beginning part of the year.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they had Suzuki go over Nakamura, and then Suzuki took that belt to Noah. I think that would be. And then after Suzuki loses to Mara Fuji, I think that that's kind of an intriguing storyline. And even sending guys from New Japan to Noah to get their belt back, and eventually somebody does, I kind of like that right now. I mean, as far as a makeup storyline.
The Wrestling Observer newsletter is available at WrestlingObserver.com. You get the brand new issue every week. There is a new issue out every Monday, a back issue from 1998. That's where we are right now, doing one issue a week from the boom period. And, of course, there is every issue from 1991 through 1998, every issue from 2008 through today. You can also grab hard copies at P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. Send $12 for four issues and get them delivered to your door. And, Dave, thanks again. And we'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Okay, cool.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the one you love some lame, boring gift like jewelry or toys or a new car or any other junk. No, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly. A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat, popcorn, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It is the perfect gift for that important person in your life who gets hungry right around lunchtime. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A very busy day here on the show. Dave Meltzer has already been on. We are now joined by Eddie Kingston. We're going to be talking what's happening. The Top Banana Show is coming up this weekend. Season 15 finale at the former ECW Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Show up, everybody. And Eddie, I hear that you are a champion as of this past weekend. Is that right?
Yep. Won the AAW title.
in a three-way against Trevor Lee and Ethan Page. Two young, you know, up-and-coming guys. Got myself a little concussion at the end. So I'm going to have to, you know, no headaches, nothing like that, but I'm going to have to get checked out by the doctor tomorrow, right before the show, to see what's going on, to see if I'm good to go. But I'm confident I will be good to go.
So hey, if they don't clear you, just find an NFL doctor. I guarantee you, you'll get back in there quick.
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Yeah, I'll find the NFL doctor that helped out. Ben Roethlisberger or somebody.
Look at us here joking about these terrible concussions.
I know.
Have you had a number of concussions in your career, or was this a rare occurrence?
I believe I've had a number of concussions. Like, I didn't know when you see a white light, that's considered a concussion. I just actually learned that last week.
So when you see the big flash of light?
Yeah, supposedly that's, someone told me, not a doctor, but someone told me that's what is considered a concussion. So I definitely have that. And I definitely had that a couple times. Had a couple of concussions.
Yeah, you might want to ask this doctor about that one tomorrow, just to make sure.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, concussions aren't anything to joke around about. That is some scary stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to miss the show anyway, regardless.
Sure.
Because it's Shakar's biggest show of the year. I'm in the main event. And to me, the Grand Championship is, without a doubt, the absolute, you know, most prestigious, I guess you could say, title in pro wrestling, in my opinion.
So what happened on Saturday night? What happened in the match, and what did you feel, and what were the subsequent symptoms?
Well, it was when Sami Callihan made his little return from his sabbatical in NXT. And I guess he had himself some cowboy boots on his helmet, and I got kicked in the head.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, so I'm begging and hoping if AEW is listening, if you know, Dr. Keith is listening, you know what I mean? Book the match because he has a receipt coming.
You'd think if you went to NXT and trained in that performance center, you'd know better than to go in the ring wearing cowboy boots and boot some dude in the head.
Well, there was a reason why he asked for his release.
I see.
You know.
See, he had such a small run there, he needed the cowboy boots to be put on to make himself a little bit bigger.
Well, booting too many guys in the head, I think, is what he's suggesting.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking about height.
So what do you know about the departure of one Sami Callihan? Was it just sort of,
you
don't know anything?
I know nothing. Because you know me, Brian, if it's not about me or about my family or about my close friends, I don't care.
that's a very good attitude to have in this business, because you'll be driven crazy otherwise.
No, yeah, well, the Grand Championship has driven me crazy several times.
Grand Championship. Yes, let's talk a little bit about this. It's you, Hollow Wicked, and Icarus for the Grand Championship here. So, I mean, I guess worst case scenario, if the doctor just says, Eddie, this ain't happening, you can't work. I mean, they could do just a singles match, or I suppose you could find some sort of surrogate to take your place in this match. Is there anybody in Chikara you would trust to take your place in this match?
No. No.
What about
in Chikara? No.
What about Jervis Cottonbelly? We just had him on the show. Not a good replacement?
He's such a loser and a clown, hanging out with Princess Kimberly.
Can you imagine? He seems so nice, though.
Yeah, real sweetheart of a guy. You can't trust a guy like that who's too nice.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that.
Now, you did cross paths with Blaster McMassive not all that long ago. You know, what do you think about them?
Yeah, he's on tomorrow.
Oh, he's on tomorrow? Did I bump him off or something?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Max Smashmaster's on tomorrow. Blaster McMassive, I don't think, has been on the show yet.
They're all the same to me. They're all just big doofs. Like them. I respect them in the ring, but that doesn't mean they're not doofs.
Sure. Just big doofs.
And ask them why they've been losing since their manager, Sydney's been gone. Should ask them about that.
I like how you say been gone. How about since he was killed?
I've seen people get killed, but he wasn't killed.
But, no, it was
in the Chikara world, he's been killed.
Yes.
He's metaphorically murdered.
Yeah. In the Chikara universe, the man's been killed. There have been several people killed in Chikara.
We just found out a school bus got blown up in Tanzania.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Some dude with a rocket launcher blew up a whole school bus full of kids in Chikara, it says.
Yeah.
Doesn't this concern you as one of the wrestlers here in the Chikara universe that you may be next to be killed?
No, not at all.
You'd be doing the killing.
At all.
You'd be doing the killing.
First thing out of first, who's going to try?
Well.
That's a good point.
Hey,
Who would try to kill me or whatever people want to call it?
After this interview, it may be Max Smashmaster.
He don't want none. He'll act tough. He'll talk tough, but he don't want none. Just like most people in pro wrestling business, they'll talk tough but not do nothing.
You, of course, last time you were on the show, we talked about the Chikara Grand Championship. You were the inaugural Grand Champion, and there have been two other champions, Icarus and Hollow Wicked, both of which, all three of you, are in this match. So is this really about who is the Grand Champion? Is that what we're going to find out on Saturday?
Well, yeah, we'll definitely find that out. But to me, it's more about me getting back a championship, getting her back, as I like to call the championship, and like just trying to make Chikara better. I think with no offense to Hollow Wicked, I don't think the Grand Championship gets better with him holding it. I know the Grand Championship didn't get better with Icarus holding it. So it's time to come back home.
You have worked all over the place, everywhere from Chikara, where we've got guys like Jervis Cottonbelly, to Combat Zone Wrestling, where we've got all sorts of crazy matches. I mean, what are some of your... Obviously, you're very loyal to Chikara. What are some of your favorite places to work?
In Chikara?
No, just in general, your career. What are some of the best places that you've had an opportunity to work for?
Well, besides Chikara, it got to be AAW, AIW. You know what I mean? The Chicago fans and Ohio fans are great. Always had a blast. I had a blast wrestling in Japan. Looking forward to going to England and in April. So, yeah, I got to say around those places.
What's been your success
New York fans are just, anytime I'm in New York, I love it.
Well, what's been your success in Chikara? Because, a lot of people have obviously an idea of what Chikara is with a lot of the guys with the masks and the outfits and all that stuff. And then you're just you. Is that probably why you're so successful there?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I don't have a mask on. What you see is what you get with me. And I definitely stand out in a place where everybody has a character and has a mask on. But what I love about Chikara is that, you'll see that. You'll see Ants. You'll see Jervis Cottonbelly, which I have no idea what he is. And
he's a gentleman.
You'll see guys like me, guys like Icarus, guys like Mr. Touchdown. You'll see, guys like that who can go. But then you also realize that guys like Jervis Cottonbelly and the Ants can go in the ring as well. So looks are definitely deceiving. In Chikara.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody this question before, but I'm sure that you've been a part of many, many tag teams, many, many different angles. Who is the weirdest partner you've ever had in the sense that a fan would look at this partnership and go, why would Eddie Kingston ever hang out with this person?
well, I think it's everybody that I had in the Challenge of Immortals this year. Ophidian, Shinran, and Argus.
Sure.
So I'm there standing with a snake. Shinran, I think, is a Dragon Ball Z dude. And then Argus is a gecko. So I was forced to team up with them.
Sure. This was against your will. Is there anyone that you have purposely teamed with that has caused confusion among fans? Why did Eddie choose this man for his partner?
Oh, man. I'm real picky with tag partners. Yikes.
Wouldn't be Homicide, for example. He's a perfectly fitting partner.
No, that's my homie. That's probably my best friend. I really don't know. I got to look. I got to think way back. I really have no idea. Maybe Jigsaw, because Jigsaw is just—he's an ugly dude. So Jigsaw probably.
What this, when you and Homicide were together in Ring of Honor, and you were doing Outlaw Inc., and you came out with these damn masks on, I hate those masks. I find them to be terrifying. Whose idea was
That's
it?
That's why it was fire.
Yeah, whose idea was it to wear these things?
That was all Homicide.
Oh, man. I should have known.
That was all Homicide.
Where do you get a mask like that?
That I never asked him where he got it.
So it could have been.
I said, thanks, let's do it.
So he could have taken an actual man's face, and you never knew about it.
Yeah, knowing him, that's highly possible, knowing him.
Could have been another victim. He said, Eddie, just put this thing on. Let's go down to the ring.
Yeah, and then there I am following him loyally. It's like, okay, let's go.
Sure, why not? What, you know, I got to talk about Homicide. I mean, I've told this story before on the show, but many years ago, this is probably well over a decade ago, I was interviewing Loki, and I said, you know, who trained you? You're great. And he said, Homicide. And I had not seen a lot of Homicide, and I was like, Homicide? Like, how? I don't know. There was something about the name. I thought, could this guy really be all that good? Then I saw Homicide, and I was like, this dude is awesome. This guy is great. I guess any thoughts on I know he's your best buddy, but, I mean, what can you tell us about how awesome Homicide is?
Well, first off, he's amazingly smart when it comes to wrestling. And a lot of people don't see that or don't ask him questions about wrestling, but when they do and they just see how amazingly smart he is. He's a great trainer. And, you know, if he's your friend, man, you're lucky. Because if he's not, stay clear.
It may be your face that Eddie Kingston is wearing to the ring for another match.
Yeah, and then I'll sit there and go, this face looks familiar. Oh, well.
And the Chikara Top Banana Show is coming up this coming Saturday, the Grand Championship. It's Hollow Wicked, Icarus, and Eddie Kingston. And, Eddie, I know you've got a very active Twitter account. I was just up there a couple of days ago, and that's how we figured out where you were that day that you were supposed to be on the show. You were moving.
Yes, I was moving around. I'm back in New York right now. Yeah, I was moving around.
Okay. Well, let's plug that Twitter account. Anything else you've got that you'd like to let people know about?
No, just Twitter, I guess. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be good on Twitter now. Not trying to curse too much and all that other stuff, but... My Twitter is at MadKing _ whatever it's called, underline, Stun, STON, 81.
Very easy to find.
I guess so.
Well, listen, Eddie, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We're going to be heading to a break, everybody. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the show. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I knew we'd have no time to get into all of the news today. It's already time to wrap it up, but I will throw in this. WWE has got a show coming up at Freedom Hall, and the Freedom Hall Civic Center has been advised of policies and procedures requested by WWE. Per WWE, the following items are now prohibited at all WWE events. Bags and briefcases, backpacks, women's purses, video cameras, recording devices, laser pointers, noisemakers, weapons of any kind, alcoholic beverages, illegal drugs or paraphernalia, selfie sticks, wow, laptop computers or tablets, coolers, luggage of any kind, camera bags, and only WWE brand masks will be permitted.
All things you could throw at Roman Reigns.
God, poor Tyler Breeze. You can't even bring a selfie stick in. His gimmick is dead.
Maybe they can sell his version of them.
Well, I think they are going to, actually.
Hope so. For
maybe not after Monday when they cut out his entrance, but hopefully they do. We are out of time, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We got a replay of our Sunday show on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. And immediate replay is available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, commercial free. We got so much stuff, great stuff up there. If you love the segment with Dave, I do shows with Dave 3 days a week, well over an hour each time. All of the news in wrestling and MMA, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, 7,000 shows in the archives, 2 to 3 new shows a day. Sign up right now, WrestlingObserver.com, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.